What's going on, world? You know you here with your boy Hustle. You know you on morning shots, where I'm here to drink about what you can't think about. And I don't make it make sense, I let y'all do that. And y'all know I keep a guest with me. Feel like I got the best with me. Talk your shit, B.
Man, let's just get to it. Y'all know me, TK. I've been on like 4 episodes. I think my episode is hidden.
In the trenches. Look, I tell them, look.
My episodes is hidden.
But I had thought about something. I wanted to bring it to your attention, man. Because back in the day, we had to find out shit to do. We just had to run to the park. But nowadays, it's like, motherfuckers just sit at the, you know, they just sit around on the internet. So I was just thinking about, like, just imagine a house, a household.
Oh, my God.
And it ain't no internet in there.
A house with no internet. What a disaster.
Man.
You know, one time.
No Roku.
No, one time, nigga, the internet got cut off at the crib. At my crib. My kids went crazy.
Man, I can imagine. Because what they going to really play with?
Man, you would have thought they seen a bomb in the crib. How they was running around, just yelling. Listen, like some Pakistanians or something. Just running around, yelling, like talking crazy.
I remember when I was a kid, I had the G.I. Joes that had the bottom that was flat so they could just stand there.
Yeah.
Hold their gun and shit.
Toy Story.
Toy
Story joints.
Yeah, I had an imagination. I had to play by myself.
For real. I did too.
Yeah.
Like, I had mad action figures. Like,
so I be thinking like, but kids, they don't get that shit.
But this the thing, like, I did everything. Like, I had the action figures I've played with. Nigga, I played the video game. I went outside and did backflips. I went to the park and played ball. Like, I did everything.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, they just one track minded. Like, they just stuck on.
It ain't just the kids, though. It's like the adults, too. Like me.
The adults is out here Facebooking it. Like, that shit crazy.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about no Wi-Fi, no internet connection. Because let me tell you what happened to me, man. When I got the internet cut off in this joint, it's like when the internet got cut off, I didn't even have Wi-Fi in this house no more. So I would literally have to, like, leave and go to the store to, like, refresh some Facebook shit. Well, really, all I had to do was leave my house. Like, I tested it. I just got to be outside this house, like, 50 meters away, and my internet will be right on. Like, when I pull out of here.
Was you on somebody else's internet?
No, that's the thing about it.
Wait. What the hell was going on?
Exactly. So, it's like, I even took the box back because I thought the box was, like, some type of tracking thing that was, like, if he ain't got internet, he ain't got internet at all. He don't even got the Wi-Fi on his phone. And I'm talking about, I was in this bitch. I ain't gonna say going crazy.
So
I'm
talking about,
I clean random shit.
Is you saying your phone internet was working once you got away? Because you know, once
exactly. I didn't have no service when I was here. It turned into a dead zone.
Your phone was still connected to your Wi-Fi, but your Wi-Fi was off.
I did all of that. I disconnected from I deleted the whole thing out of my saved Wi-Fi. What you call it? Where just tell you the nearest ones and shit.
You know when your Wi-Fi still connected.
Bro, the moral of the story is that it was
niggas
devastating.
Sound like old heads.
It was like, I was like, damn, what would I be doing to just kill time right now? And I just was like, I'll probably be playing chess on my phone, or I'll probably be scrolling or looking for a job on Indeed or something. And I was like, I can't do none of that. What I'm gonna do with myself? Man, I found these magic erasers I didn't even know I had. I swear, man, them bitches work.
A magic eraser.
You know the magic erasers?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Listen, y'all.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, damn, this me being without the internet, I discovered some shit about my, well, not nothing about myself, but I had discovered something new. You'd be surprised at shit when you ain't got no internet, you'll find shit under the bed. You ain't even know.
Nah, facts.
Yeah.
When you ain't got internet, like, I mean, when you a person who like a person who don't need internet, when you don't need internet, you will stumble up on some shit. Like, the kids nowadays, when they don't got internet,
They'll find something to do.
They not finding nothing to do. They gonna fucking go into a depression mode. Like,
oh,
they
damn.
Finna, I'm telling you, I seen it. They
but
just,
the adults, we did, they damn near like that too?
The adults, yeah. But a lot of...
He said the adults, y'all.
Adults.
I like it. Keep going. The
adults. Adults, listen, keep adults. Going. Adults nowadays, they still young, nigga. We kind of old now. Well, we getting yeah, there.
We It's like we trapped in this... Because I used to think when people became adults, they used to just wear khakis or work clothes.
I do.
Like, I ain't never think... That, nigga, I ain't look, think look grown up. People could wear jeans. I thought that was like a... Yo. Oh, you got jeans on? You was, even as a kid, I see a nigga with some listen, jeans on. I let my dad know.
I'm trying to tell you a style like, I do not adult. Like. A dress style I do not like. I do not like jean shorts.
And I man, ain't that wild? I used to think that as a kid. Like, man, why do you think it's rolling around with half they pants on?
Yeah. Man, just on some hoops.
Cargo pants or shorts. Like, shorts had to just be shorts. I'm glad you said that, man. Because, look.
Jeans is straight. Nah. Certain jeans. When you but got, jean shorts is flagrant.
Jean jackets is wild.
Jean jacket is wild.
Like, how the... You know the inside of your elbow?
Oh, shit.
You know the inside yeah. of your elbow? When you, like, say you... I mean, a nigga with a jean jacket ain't about to put on a tie. But just say you got some on your neck. And that shit in between your motherfucking forearm and your real arm, that shit was just mad uncomfortable, man. It's crazy we talk about this. But, yeah, y'all, without the internet, what would y'all be doing? Like, what would y'all do right now if y'all couldn't scroll through Facebook, scroll through TikTok, listen to a YouTube interview or a podcast? Like, what would you do? Nigga, like, do you have a CD?
Like, a nigga. I don't got one remote. I had one in my last car.
See, I learned that lesson. That's why I went to Disc Replay.
But I wouldn't even...
You can get, honestly, like, 5 movies for, like, $12.
Man.
I'm in that bitch. I got Bad Boys, V Vendetta, Sherlock Holmes... Fucking,
you said 5 for how much?
It's like you get 5 movies for like $12.
The real joints too.
Cause it's like buy 3, get 1 free, and they're like $2.
I don't even think these, dog, it's crazy that the kids not even gonna know about the DVD man, the CD man,
the DVD era.
Yeah, the DVD era.
Yeah, all they know is loading.
Yeah, Netflix and
loading.
Yeah.
That's it. They click on shit. I'm
man,
like,
shit you ain't buffer no more. Shit yeah. don't buffer.
I'm gonna show you a movie with no commercials. Watch this.
Yo, my shit used to buffer.
Man,
like niggas don't know what it's like for that shit to be buffering.
LimeWire.
Dog, Bear Share. I was a Bear Share nigga. I was on man. Bear Share. I had mad porn off Bear Share.
Listen.
Yo, computer filled with porn with booty talk shit.
No internet. 39. Can't even get on Pornhub. You gotta imagine a bitch. You ever try to imagine it somebody no, while you beat off?
Have to go back That's to magazines wild. And shit.
Man, imagine that. Imagine if the internet just went away, and then to know about something, you had to like go read about. You had to go pick up a paper.
Yeah.
News, like, they news, could bring a lot of paper. Shit back.
I'm finna tell you. Newspaper, a pop. Billboards, a pop.
Just anything. Pop. Anything. Like, like, just imagine, like, how people will watch a podcast and the artist be talking that shit about themselves. Like, you know people used to read that shit in magazines? Like, read about this interview I just had with ODB.
Dog.
Like, that's wild.
Then you gotta look at the bottom to see who they
yeah who talking at what point, cause you be,
no who was the interview viewer.
Oh yeah, and then the host, who knows,
yeah, it'd be some random motherfucker.
It was just a name. You really didn't like a face didn't even matter back then.
Or the article was the artist, and then it got the Q&A shit right there, or just the what the artist said. Then you got this name at the bottom, Adam Schreffler or some shit, like some weird ass shit.
Like, remember, just imagine you trying to find out something and you ain't got the internet. Cause you know Google tell it, like, ain't nobody getting no encyclopedia.
Oh my god, niggas gotta go, niggas GPS, the maps.
MapQuest?
MapQuest.
Niggas don't remember them 3 pages.
Niggas, it's done. Niggas is done.
This is when you had to know your left.
You got to drive and really look at signs now.
Yeah, listen.
Niggas is done out here.
And imagine if you miss your exit. Done. You don't even got another map quest for that if you miss your exit.
Niggas had to print the map quest. I remember printing the map quest. Real talk, I was at the end of the map quest. Map quest kind of came and went.
Man, I seen an atlas like about 2 months ago. Clean up the storage unit for my mama, and they had this atlas. And it was three of them because it was the Midwest, which was just showing you how to get. It was like the Midwest states. Yeah. And I'm talking about it was so down to the point, and it's, I'm talking about to where it's like if you had a piece of syrup on there, then you don't even know what exit to get off of. <'cause
it's, laughs> Oh, shit.
Like, you can't rip this. You can't just get a hole in this bitch or you lost when you get here.
Yeah. You like, ass for real. End up in St. Louis somewhere. You trying to get to Wisconsin.
Like, you just got to stay on the 70 until you get to this part of the picture.
God.
Like, imagine having to get out and go to the gas station.
No. So, it's a movie out about some shit like this. Uh-huh. It's on Netflix. It's called, like, The Last Days or some shit.
Okay. I probably seen it.
It got,
Describe it.
What happened is, I can't remember who in it. I want to say Sandra Bullock or somebody.
Okay.
Who played Pretty Woman?
Pretty Woman was Julia Roberts.
It's Julia Roberts in it.
Okay.
It's her. Pam, I called her Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, I seen that movie.
You seen that?
Yep. Where they went to that black dude house.
Yeah, they with his Airbnb, daughter. They Airbnb'd it. And then the black dude showed back up. And like, his daughter was there? Out there. Yeah.
And his daughter was
him
with
and him? His daughter, yeah.
Yeah, and then they end up going to the white dude house up the street.
Up the street, yeah. Because he knew them. And the fucking
they
airplane.
Didn't even believe him at first, and she was being rude as hell the whole time. Yeah. Talking to him like, why y'all can't just leave?
Yeah.
Yep, I see that movie.
That's some shit like what we talking about.
Yeah,
if you paid attention, like they said it was some Russian or some overseas motherfuckers, that was their way of getting at America. Like they cut
knocked
off
out everything.
The
yeah.
Internet shit.
And it was just that problem like about like 3-4 days ago where T-Mobile and AT&T and everybody had bad stuff. Yeah. And I was like, sleep.
You got AT&T? Who you got?
I got Verizon. I'm in AT&T, but I be up at night. I don't really be up in the daytime like that. So I seen it on Facebook.
This your bedtime.
Normally I'll be like asleep right now.
Yeah, this your bedtime.
Just off choice.
Nigga, hit your bottle so you can turn up. Like, you ain't even turn. You too calm. I don't like this calm nigga shit, dog. It's too. I'm like, damn.
I
like,
be telling people that, like, man, when I'm sober, I'm like a fly on the wall. I'm not. It's no excitement to be.
You but, ain't true. You, but you ain't that. I don't know.
It's just a certain level. It's like when I'm sober, I'm Steve Urkel. And then when I get lit, I'm Steve Arkell.
You, Stefan.
I'm still Steve a little
Steve
bit.
Steve Arkell.
Steve Arkell. Man, yeah.
Who the fuck is Steve Arkell?
I don't completely change. I just change a little bit.
That nigga wanted to be R. Kelly.
But, yeah, because it's a crazy world that we living in just for the fact of just like how much of a kickstand are we dependent on? Just off the fact that like if I walk up to the average nigga right now and be like, how many quarts is in a pint?
How many what?
I don't even know what I said. I said how many millimeters is in a meter.
What?
Yeah.
What did you...
Because a meter is 3 feet.
You just said two different...
Yeah, because I switched them up. First, I was talking about, like, liquids. Like
oh.
We like, drink milk. Okay. How many quarts in a gallon and shit like that. Then I broke it down to, like, real type shit. I don't know all that. See what I'm saying? What would society be at?
I don't know.
They wouldn't know what the fuck to do.
Man, Mello really trying to get out here, though. That nigga came to the window.
The thing about it is that he might be in there destroying shit, but that's just more time in the cage he can find himself. So I can do good without him running around. Because when he go in the cage, he is like, he used to just laying around doing nothing. So him being in the cage is nothing new to him.
Man, you got you and Mel. You like got a
love hate relationship.
No, nigga.
I don't treat him like a pet.
You don't, but
I treat him like a person. He my best friend. That's He's not
cool.
my pet.
That's cool. But like the white people at work,
They'll hate me.
No, they'll love you.
Oh,
they hate me when I say shit like, man, put this ass in the backyard and chain him up or something, or lock the gate. They be like outside, like.
And that's another thing.
When like, I be like, when I say shit like, man, yeah, my kids play outside. They think I'm committing a crime.
That you let your kids play outside?
Yeah.
It's a different day and age. It's like, why you don't just buy them a, I'll tell you something. Buy them an Oculus.
Man, my kids be around the corner, everything.
That's how I was, but and kids don't do that. Like, kids don't shovel snow.
No, they ain't doing that. My kids.
Not no more.
They don't do that. That shit a lost art. They don't know about no shit like that.
I remember my dad used to say, man, if you ever get broke, get you some black paint and some white paint and knock on people's doors and offer to put their address on the curb. And I was like, you know what? If I'm really, really broke, I'm going to go steal some black paint and some white paint, and I'm going to do exactly that. And I'm going to give them the cheapest price on the, what? Give me $7. I'm going to do 100 houses a day. Because everybody going to give me $7. Some people going to tip me. So then I'm going to be making hands over fist. But I'm just throwing out hustles out there for the youth right now. We got to make an episode where we just throw out hustles for the youth. Or we just come out for stuff. Nah, this episode is almost over.
Because
we're going to be at the 20-minute mark. And we can drop more content in separate divisions instead of just pushing all this shit in here. Right now, we need to start thinking of just some more, just being without the internet. Like, look at you right now. If you didn't have no servers, you wouldn't be able to do none of this shit. None of this multitasking shit you're doing right now.
This nigga is talking about, because I posted, I said.
See?
Let me tell you.
I like it though. Keep on.
I asked, was it hard to do 1,000 push-ups in a day?
It's not. You do 100 every 30 minutes.
So this dude, he.
Well, no, you do 50 every 30 minutes.
He said 500 every 2 hours. 250 every 4 hours.
No, that's not. People not going. It don't happen like that. Because you said do it in how long?
A day.
A day?
But you would be sore.
I've done 360. No, I did 380. I did 380 at work. And what I did was I was doing 30 push-ups.
How many I did on my channel? I did it. Let me
see. Like when my machine would close and then start welding, I would just start doing 30 push-ups.
Wait, why don't I got no service here?
And then when I do that shit, because it's a dark space. You got to hook up to my Wi-Fi and my Wi-Fi only. Other than that, this is the dead zone.
I don't like this shit.
I'm telling you.
Running from some shit. Come over here and hide. Now you can't call nobody. Hell no.
Yeah. Like. Shit. I tell my girl that.
I think on these videos I did about. Because I was going to see how long it take me. I was going to record every day to see how long it take me to do 100,000.
Hey.
How long do you think?
How long would it take? How long do I think it'd take a person to do 100,000 push-ups?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think to do 2,000 a week is not hard. So it would take a year.
You think a full year?
To do 2,000 a week?
11 to 12 months?
To do 2,000 a week is not hard.
That is hard.
No. Okay, divide. Watch this. Watch. No. Divide 2,000 by 7. So you divide 2,000 by 7, you get what? A little bit under 300. So you got to do 300 a day. So to do 300 a day, a motherfucker could do 50 push-ups every 30 minutes. If they can't, then they need to just reevaluate what they do with they arms. I could do 30 in 30 seconds. So all I got to do is 20 more in 30 minutes. That's nothing. And you do that all day And then you'll, once you get that hang of it, you'll be able to crank up.
Wi-Fi password.
Wi-Fi pass.
That's it.
Capital WIFIPASS. No space, no underscores, no nothing. Wi-Fi pass. Capital W, all one word. Ain't that a good password?
Wi-Fi pass.
Yep. PASS. All one word. Capital W.
I was doing 30 at a time, so I did. I only did like 120. Damn, 120. That's it. 121.
My push-ups is old news.
Do something.
It's about pull-ups. Pull-ups is how you get the real bicep. Push-ups is how you get triceps. That shoulder. That whole shoulder and them back muscles. The scapula.
Nigga said don't want real push-ups.
Yeah, they were just hating. With some slow ass.
Man, I'm tired at this. You see how many I got? I'm at 243.
That's just what the numbers say. I just seen you do 7.
Cause I fast forwarded the video to the end. I did all that. Is they slow there?
No, hey, you doing your thing, y'all. Look, listen.
Recording.
Listen, that's the look. They know I don't give a fuck about that. This is the realest place ever. They thinking about doing some push-ups right now. But listen, y'all, until next time, have a triple blessed time. Don't lose your internet because you'll lose your mind. And we'll be back another time.